ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நிகாமகல்பதரோர்கலிதம் பலம் சுகமுகதமிருத்ததிராவசம் யுதம் பிபாத பகவதம் ரசமலயம் முகுரகோ ரசிகபுவி பபுக்கஹ. முகம் கரோதி வச்சலம் பங்கும் லங்கயதே கிரிம் யத்கிருபா தமகம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரும் தினதரணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் ஸ்ரீ சைதன்யமீஸ்வரம். As every Tuesday, we continue with the topical classes, and the topic we are discussing at the moment is qualities of devotees, Vaishnava qualities. Last week, we were reading from chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita, where we heard and discussed what qualities are pleasing to the Lord. Krishna is saying, a devotee who develops these Vaishnava qualities of being non-envious, a friend to every living being, and so on, it becomes very dear to me, Krishna says. So today we are going to read a very important verse from the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 18, text 13. Sorry, text 12, actually. It's written 13, but it's 12. So this is a verse quoted very much by Srila Prabhupada, explaining how devotees develop the good qualities of the devas in a natural way. And also to indicate that a devotee, a pure devotee, must develop these qualities. It is not an option, but it is a must that we need to come to a point of maturity where we are able to see Krishna within everyone's heart and deal properly with every living being. Also, I like to say, because it is Jayananda Prabhu's disappearance day, and actually he's an example of a disciple of Srila Prabhupada who exhibited these qualities that we're going to read about in his personal dealings. And therefore he was able to render a wonderful service for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and for the pleasure of all the ISKCON community, devotees. He was very loved by everyone because he was exhibiting these qualities. Like, I remember one disciple of Srila Prabhupada told me some years ago, he said that when he came to the temple, Jayananda Prabhu, he was actually the temple president, he was taking out the garbage everywhere. He was dressed like in a work clothes. So he was taking out the garbage and he was talking to him. And actually, he was very blissful. And he thought, this devotee, new devotee, newcomer, he thought, if the garbage man is like that, wow, I want to join these people. And later on he found out actually he was temple president. His realization was, this is really blissful, taking out the garbage, and so happy. So he was exhibiting all these qualities mentioned in this verse. Let's sing it. Yas yasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvair gunaistatra samasate sura Karava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahatguna. Manorathena Sati Dhavato Bahi. Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavatya Kinchana. Sarvair Gunaistatra Samasate Sura. Karava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahatguna. Manorathena Sati Dhavato Bahi. Yasti Bhakti Bhagavati Kinchana. Vaishnavis, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavatya Kinchana, Sarvair Gunaistatra Samasate Sura, Karava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahatguna. Manorathena sati dhavato bahi. Maharaj is okay. I was going to translate into Spanish. Sorry, I'm accustomed to this. Did you hear? Maharaj said that the why at the end of Bhagavati, it doesn't turn into an I. And I, it remains a why.
Yes, Bhagavad Yakinchana.
Anyone else? One more? Yasti Bhaktir Bhagavad Yakinchana. Sarvair Gunaistatra Samasate Sura. Karava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahatguna. Manorathena Sati Dhavato Bahi. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. All the demigods and their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, and renunciation, become manifest in the body of one who has developed an alloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? Purport. As explained in the next verse, Krishna is the original source of all living entities. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15:7, wherein Krishna says, Mamaivamso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanak manak sashtanindrijani prakritistani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. All living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, and therefore, when they revive their original Krishna consciousness, they possess all the good qualities of Krishna in a small quantity. When one engages himself in the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam, one's heart becomes purified, and he immediately understands his relationship with Krishna. He then revives his original quality of Krishna consciousness. In the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 8, there is a description of some of the qualities of devotees. For example, Sri Pandit Haridas is described as being very well behaved, tolerant, peaceful, magnanimous, and grave. In addition, he spoke very sweetly. His endeavors were very pleasing. He was always patient. He respected everyone. He always worked for everyone's benefit. His mind was free of duplicity, and he was completely devoid of all malicious activities. These are all originally qualities of Krishna, and when one becomes a devotee, they automatically become manifest. Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, says that all good qualities become manifest in the body of a Vaishnava, and that only by the presence of these good qualities can one distinguish a Vaishnava from a non-Vaishnava. That's a very, very powerful statement. Only by the presence of these good qualities can one distinguish a Vaishnava from a non-Vaishnava. Krishnadas Kaviraj lists the following 26 good qualities of a Vaishnava. 1. He is very kind to everyone. 2. He does not make anyone his enemy. 3. He is truthful. 4. He is equal to everyone. 5. No one can find any fault in him. 6. He is magnanimous. 7. He is mild. 8. He is always clean. 9. He is without possessions. 10. He works for everyone's benefit. 11. He is very peaceful. 12. He is always surrendered to Krishna. 13. He has no material desires. 14. He is very meek. 15. He is steady. 16. He controls his senses. 17. He does not eat more than required. 18. He is not influenced by the Lord's illusory energy. 19. He offers respect to everyone. 20. He does not desire any respect for himself. 21. He is very grave. 22. He is merciful. 23. He is friendly. 24. He is poetic. 25. He is expert. 26. He is silent. These 26 qualities are from the section in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Kaviraj Goswami is describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing Srila Sanatana Goswami. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing how there are different types of souls, particularly Nitya Baddha souls, eternally conditioned souls, and Nitya Mukta souls, eternally liberated souls. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains how even an eternally liberated soul, an eternally conditioned soul can become liberated by the association of devotees. And then Lord Chaitanya is describing what are the symptoms of the devotees so that we can differentiate between a devotee and a non-devotee. So therefore, the development of qualities is important. Srila Prabhupada explains that we should not endeavor separately to develop these qualities, but that these qualities in a natural way develop when we dedicate ourselves fully to the practice of the nine processes of bhakti, hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, and so on. So this is a fact. By serving Krishna, by associating with Krishna, naturally, we conditioned souls can develop the good qualities of Krishna. Krishna, he is the source of these qualities, and he exhibits them to the fullest extent. Nevertheless, Srila Prabhupada also in many places states that we should cultivate the good qualities, and this is not separate from the process of devotional service. When we try to separate the Vaishnava qualities from the practices of devotional service, we are misusing this verse. The fact that Krishna says that by becoming a devotee one develops the good qualities does not mean that I will not behave properly, I will not exhibit the behavior which is pleasing to Krishna, and then say that actually Krishna says that the qualities, I worship Krishna and the qualities automatically develop. I don't need to pay any attention to respect others because I'm serving Krishna. Then I can do any damn thing to anybody, and then it is fine because I'm a Vaishnava. This is a misconception of this verse, and actually we see in the purport how Srila Prabhupada is saying that these qualities are the characteristics of the devotees. If someone is a devotee, should develop these qualities. We were discussing briefly at the end of last week's lecture how Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when commenting on these 26 qualities of the Vaishnava mentioned in today's purport and instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that actually the main quality is Krishnaika Sharana, which is in the middle. It's number 12. He is always surrendered to Krishna. And he describes this as the primary constitutional characteristic of a Vaishnava. So it is like Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the ripened mango and the green mango. So if the mango has a particular form, right, we could describe the form of the mango, and there is, must be pulp and inside the, seed, the big seed. And so there are some characteristics of the mango which are there. Still, there is a difference between the green mango and the ripened mango. Both are mangoes. So a devotee is surrendered to Krishna, And this is the primary characteristic. And because he or she surrendered to Krishna, all the other qualities will develop in due course of time. Therefore, when we see that a devotee has not yet developed all these qualities, we should not criticize him. But we should remember that because he is serving Krishna, in due course of time, when he ripens in touch with Krishna's son, Krishna Surya Sama, Krishna is compared to the sun, Maya is compared to darkness. So wherever there is Krishna, there cannot be darkness. So because this devotee, he is in touch with the sun, very soon he will develop the good qualities. Like now in the morning we go out and it still is chilly in the morning, isn't it? But then the sun rises, and then we expose ourselves to the sun, the sunlight. And we know that by staying for sufficient time in touch with the sun, we will become warm. So by worshipping Krishna, by serving Krishna with devotion, we will develop all these good qualities. So this is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's explanation. He says this is the constitutional quality, Svarupa Lakshana, and then there is what he calls Tatashta Lakshana, or the marginal qualities. All the others are named as marginal qualities. The fact that they are named as marginal qualities, again, should not be misused to say, I can misbehave in relation to others. Because actually, to respect everyone and to serve everyone, seeing Krishna's presence within their heart, and especially to serve devotees, this is the most pleasing to Krishna. The most pleasing activity. If we see Krishna only in the temple and we do not see Krishna within the heart of other living beings, we are missing the point. So we should take into consideration both aspects. In the neophyte stage, by worshipping Krishna, we will develop. Gradually, we will be able to see Krishna in everyone's heart. But then also, worshipping Krishna includes taking proper care of guests, taking care, serving devotees, serving the spiritual master. Otherwise, it is not a good service to Krishna. It is incomplete. It is what it is called materialistic service. Sabhakta prakritas. Mrita. Archayame Vaharaye Puja Jashradayehate Natat Bhakteshu Chanjeshu Sabhakta Prakritas Mrita. Someone who worships Krishna in the temple but does not know how to relate to devotees, Natat Bhakteshu. He does not know how to relate to with the devotees of the deity. He's worshipping the deity, but not serving properly the devotees. Natat Bhakteshu Chanyeshu, nor he's able to relate to other living beings, not just the devotees. Sabhakta Prakrita Smrita, such a devotee is a materialistic devotee. Prakrita means he's seeing materially. Lord Kapiladev in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes such devotees, such devotional service as devotional service mixed with the modes of nature. And he uses the word binna. Binna meaning separatist. He's a separatist because he's seen Krishna separated from his devotees or separated from his energies, his parts and parcels. Or he's seeing everything with a material view. His view of Krishna is materialistic, superficial. There is a quote In Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinatha Ki Jai. I want to read a quote from chapter 9, verse 11, Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada's purport. We were discussing it the other day at the end of the class. Srila Prabhupada writes in this regard, some of those who deride Krishna and who are infected with the Mayavadi philosophy quote the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam to prove that Krishna is just an ordinary man. Aham sarveshu bhuteshu bhutatma vastita sada. The Supreme is present in every living entity. So they say, this is what impersonalists, monists, Mayavadis, they say, Krishna is within every living being, therefore I do not need to worship gods. I do not need to worship God. Everyone is God. This is another way of misusing scripture. We should better take note of this particular verse from the Vaishnavacharyas like Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur instead of following the interpretation of an authorized persons who deride Krishna. Jiva Goswami, commenting on this verse, says that Krishna in his plenary expansion as Paramatma is situated in the moving and the non-moving entities as the super soul. So any neophyte devotee who simply gives his attention to the Archamurti, the form of the Supreme Lord in the temple, and does not respect other living entities, is uselessly worshipping the form of the Lord in the temple. Therefore, sometimes we find instructions, if we are conducting our worship and there is nobody else, and a guest comes to the temple, we should welcome the guest and later on continue with the puja. Because the Lord is coming, situated within the heart of this living entity is coming, so we should take care of the person. So this principle is there, that we should see Krishna within everyone's heart. And therefore these qualities of kindness, mildness, respect, compassion, non-enviousness, we should practice, we should act on these qualities, because this is what Krishna is requesting us to do. To separate this from devotional service is a materialistic view of the verse we have read today. These qualities are part of devotional service. Other examples in Srila Prabhupada's purports where emphasis is given to the attitude of cultivating these qualities and self-examination to see where we are at, we find in different purports in the Gita. For example, in chapter 12, we read last week, verses 18 and 19, Srila Prabhupada writes, we may find some repetition in the descriptions of the qualifications of a devotee, but this is just to emphasize the fact that a devotee must acquire all these qualifications. So it is not optional, it is a must. Of course, we may remain as a green mango forever, but then we will not be so useful for the service of the Lord. Maybe Krishna will use us will take us as chutney with green mango. You can make chutney. And sometimes you find that someone who has not matured in developing the good qualities may be used by Krishna also as chutney. Sometimes, isn't a pickle that may be there, and therefore we should not criticize such a Vaishnava, such a pickle Vaishnava. Nevertheless, it is much better to become a ripened mango, isn't it? Srimad Bhagavatam, Amrita Drava Samyutam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is described as it is semi-solid, like the ripened fruit of Vedic literatures. So we will be able to convey better the message of Srimad Bhagavatam if we become also ripened mangoes as devotees, and we apply the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam in regards to developing all these qualities. So Srila Prabhupada continues writing, without good qualifications, one cannot be a pure devotee. So one can be a devotee, but to become a pure devotee, one should develop the good qualifications. And then Prabhupada writes, quoting today's verse, Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahatguna. One who is not a devotee has no good qualification. This is important. This is important because sometimes we may become deslumbrado. Illusion. We may become illusion by seeing external good qualities in people who are atheistic. For example, here in Belgium there are many humanists. There is a very humanistic movement, a very developed humanistic movement. Or there is godless secularism is growing around the world. And this is actually, there is a systematic strategy to establish godless secularism as the religion of the world. And it is the idea that we can be good people without God. We do not need God to be good people. But this type of ethics is like the ethics of the group of thieves who come together, they steal from other people, and then they develop a code of ethics to distribute the wealth honestly. So they come together, they say, okay, we can share in a nice way, let's share what we have earned from our work. But how they can be honest if the work they are doing is dishonest in the first place? So how can someone develop the good qualities if such a person is not acknowledging the source of all the good qualities? It is not really possible. It is a deficient, it is an incomplete ethics. It is like Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the zeros and the one writing the check in the opposite direction. We write the one and we put the zeros, but the zeros to the left will not be very useful. So the good qualities, for the sake of exploiting the energies of God, will not be real, will be hypocritical. For example, we may claim, we talk about the human rights, but what about the animal rights? So, the human rights, and at the same time, we are approving laws to kill the human beings within the womb. So where are the human rights? It is hypocritical. There cannot be good qualities. There is a need for spiritual knowledge in order to properly understand what it is good qualities. Therefore, today's Bhagavatam verse emphasizes this point. We cannot develop good qualities unless we become devotees of the Lord. And then Srila Prabhupada continues writing, one who is not a devotee has no good qualification. And then, one who wants to be recognized as a devotee should develop the good qualifications, which means we need to pay attention to it. We do not just do worship, put the automatic pilot, automatic worship, we just wave the hand, and then when we go out, we start trampling all kinds of living beings, human and non-humans. That will not be pleasing to the Lord. Like we saw during the Vyasa Puja ceremonies of His Holiness Praladananda Maharaj, there was a little insect, and Maharaj was very kind to the insect, and he didn't just kick him out, but in a very respectful way, he took him out, took him to the forest, to its place. So even an ant should be given proper respect. Every living being. So this is a Vaishnava. So it is a must. We should develop the good qualifications. It is not optional. And then another verse, another purport, in the 13th chapter where Krishna describes the 20 items of knowledge. We discussed them some time ago also. And Srila Prabhupada writes, the verse says that all these 20 items, very similar to the 26 qualities of the Vaishnava, they're very much related. All these items are knowledge. And Krishna says, whatever else besides this, it is ignorance. So either you are under the light or you are under the darkness. We can say we put one step on the shadow, one step on the sunlight. We may play this game for a while, but we have to define ourselves. Do we want to go to the sunlight? Do we want to go to the shadow, to the darkness? What do we want? So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport in regards to this qualities of knowledge. People are very anxious to be famous for their religion, and consequently sometimes it is found that without understanding the principles of religion, one enters into some group which is not actually following religious principles and then wants to advertise himself as a religious mentor. As for actual advancement in spiritual science, one should have a test to see how far he is progressing. He can judge by these items. So we should make a test of ourselves to see how far I am progressing, how far I am misrepresenting, in the case if I belong to the Bhagavad Dharma tradition, to the principles of the Bhagavad, the eternal religion of the souls, but how much am I misrepresenting the principles I am claiming to follow? That may be the case. So therefore, one should test oneself and should see how much I have developed these qualities. And as part of our offering to Krishna, pay attention, not just to it, Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha is described by Rupa Goswami as one of the six principles that make one fall from the process of devotional service. And Niyamagraha has a double meaning. One meaning is not to follow the principles of devotional service or the activities in the Niyamas, the positive practice of bhakti. And the other meaning is to follow them without, just for the sake of following, without really paying attention. So in regards to the topic we are discussing today, the qualities of Vaishnavas, we should pay attention to act on these qualities in order to develop them if we don't have them. If we have them, then we will act naturally. If we don't have them, we should pay attention to exhibit these qualities. Thank you very much. I went a bit longer. One or two comments or questions? Maharaj, you like to comment anything? Any other comments, questions? One or two. Yes, certainly. The way we offer respect to a tiger will be different of the way we offer respect to a human being or to a devotee. Well, like we pay obeisances every morning to the devotees. So if we go in front of a tiger and we pay obeisances, and there is no, if there is a cage, that can be okay. We can pay obeisances to Krishna within the heart of the tiger. But if not, that will not be the way of paying. There are different ways. We will avoid those living beings who by nature are envious. So we will offer respect, but we will keep a distance. So that's true. But still the principle is the same, the principle of being respectful, even to the wild animals. So it is not that because they are, like someone is an asura, that we do not see that Krishna is within their heart also. We try to give them mercy. In what way? We may not be able to preach to them directly, and therefore the distinctions are made in the Bhagavatam that the average devotee, Madhyamadhikari, makes these distinctions. So he cultivates friendship with the devotees of the Lord. He is compassionate to innocent souls who are not manifest as devotees yet, and he avoids those whom by nature are envious. And this may include the tiger or such living beings. But still the respectful attitude is within the heart. And the more we advance, the more we can see Krishna within everyone's heart. Abhideya for an Uttama Bhakta, that it is practice, and Sambandha for a Bhava Bhakta. Yes, we could say Sambandha meaning he sees everything in relation to Krishna, I suppose that's what you mean by saying that. Yes. What is the source of your quote?
In a sense that Sambandha also means element. So it's something that is foundation.
But what's the source of your quote? Are you quoting someone? It's your own conception?
Working on
But you also could say, like Maharaj is saying, that actually could be Prayojana, because he is situated in Prayojana. He sees everyone with love. Like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes that the softness of heart, like the Bhava Bhakti, the secondary characteristic of Bhava Bhakti, the first characteristic is Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. The secondary characteristic is that his heart becomes softened. And Srila Bhaktivinoda explains that this Bhava or Prema, love for Krishna, when it is expressed to other jivas, to other living beings, this is named karuna or compassion. So this softness of heart towards other souls, so this will be actually prayojana. But okay, prayojana also includes abideya and sambandha. So if you want to look at it. But I would rather, it's good when we make this use of terminology to refer as much as possible to previous authorities with preciseness. Otherwise, it may be misunderstood. And last point. You mean that it is difficult to see the difference between following as a practice or following by the sake of following? This is what you mean? Yes, I mean the difference is that we do not pay attention when we do it. When we practice the processes of devotional service, we do not pay attention. For example, if I'm chanting rounds, what Srila Bhaktivinoda calls sometimes the counting business, just counting numbers, how many. But I'm not paying any attention to the meaning of the holy names, then I'm not really doing my chanting properly. So I should, even though I may not be able to pay attention continuously because I'm still very conditioned, but I endeavor to correct, I endeavor to pay attention. There is a Yes, of course, I mean, if I do my service without understanding, then I will stop doing it, and therefore they are classified together. In order to be able to have a, we will use a modern language, to make sustainable devotional service, I must be able to understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. Why I come to the temple to see Krishna at all. Just to get a plate of prasadam later on. I mean, it's not a bad motivation, but it's maybe not enough. So why do I chant? Is that okay? But that's the opposite philosophy taught in Shastra. Shastra says, if you are chanting with offenses, the Padma Purana verse Namaparada Yuktanam says that if you're chanting with offenses, you should chant constantly, you should chant more in order to become good in chanting. Because at least if you chant more, you will get it right at least once. Then when you get it right, you will get a taste, and then you will want to chant more. And then you will get more taste, you will want to chant more. But the logic that, because it is better to chant one round good than 16 round bad, it is a bad logic. By that logic, then it is better to chant half a round good than one round bad. It is better to chant one mantra good than half a round bad. My sadhana is going to be one mantra, very good mantra, Hare Krishna, very attentive mantra, and that's it. And then with that philosophy, we come to the point, it is better, I'm chanting one mantra, I'm chanting it bad, what's the point? Then I don't chant because I'm chanting it bad, so I stop the chanting. So that's not the... If whoever has, I don't think it's a philosophy of Amsterdam, but it's a philosophy of some of the residents in Amsterdam, and that needs to be corrected. In a friendly way, with kindness and compassion, as we heard, not in a heavy way. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.